Praise the Lord, saints. Our message today comes from the book of Romans, the 8th chapter, verse 31. That is Romans chapter 8, verse 31. And it reads from the James Version like follow. Who shall then say to these things, if God be for us, who can be against us? The Amplified Version said, what then shall we say to all these things? If God is for us, who can be successful against us? I want to speak today on the topic, God is for us. Amen? Amen. We have a loving, caring God that wants what is always best for us. It is His desire to love and protect us from life's ups and downs. He wishes to direct our path and be our guide. This scripture tells us that if God be for us, then who can be against us, right? There is one thing I noticed in this scripture that I never noticed before, and I've read this scripture many times, and that is the word if. The scripture says, if God be for us. Why the word if? The word if implies doubt. God is not a God of doubt, so this would appear to be about us. As I was preparing this message, God showed me the reason for the word if. We as humans have free will. We can make our own decisions and decide what we are going to do or say. Our decisions make us who we are. Let me give you some examples. We decide if this person is for us. Think about it. We have a certain criteria that a person has to meet in order for this person to, quote, be for us, okay? It goes by their personality, the way they look, goes by the way they think, do you get along, can you communicate, etc., etc. If this person meets that criteria, then we decide that this person is for us, right? What about a home, apartment, or condo? We decide if that is for us, correct? When we go apartment or condo or home hunting, there's a certain criteria that has to be met there as well. It has to be in a location that we like. It has to be in the neighborhood that we want. It has to have the amenities that we want in the house. And the price has to be right, correct? If all these things work and it meets that criteria, then we decide that this apartment, home or condo is for us, right? What about job? We decided this job is for us. Well, there's a certain criteria that goes into job hunting. We need first to know where the job is located. Is it close to home or is it a long commute? We need to know who we're working for. Is it a stable company? We need to know whether or not there's chance for growth within the company. We need to know if the salary is good, and we need to know that we will be able to work in a good environment. If the job meets all those criteria, then we decide that this job is for us, right? Here's another one. We decide what to buy. We do. And there's no criteria involved a lot of times. We buy what we want. Sometimes we buy what we need, but most of the time we buy what we want, okay? Sometimes we buy things that we really shouldn't buy at all, really can't afford, et cetera, but we buy it anyway. That's our decision, right? We also decide what we are going to eat. Are we going to eat what's at home, or are we going to go out and eat? And if we go out to eat, where are we going to eat? How much will it cost? What should I wear, etc. All that goes into decision making of what to eat. And let's get to speaking of what to wear. Let's talk about that. We decide based on the weather what we should wear. If it's summertime, we're not wearing a coat. If it's wintertime, we are. Simple as that. We decide that the type of coat, the type of clothes. We decide is it makes us look good? Do we feel good buying it? Do we look good wearing it? Is it affordable? All of these things going to the decision of what we're going to make. But we decide all of these things. Now, here's one. What about salvation? We decided that Romans 10:9 was correct. That Jesus was raised from the dead and he's the Son of God. We believed it and we were saved. Now, saints, we live with the consequences of each decision that we make. We hope that we have made the right decision. And over time, we'll find out one way or the other if our decisions were correct. If they wasn't, you'll know. You will know quickly. Hopefully, it's not a major decision that's going to cost you in the long run. So why does our scripture use the word if? Let's look at it again. The Amplified Bible states that if God is for us, who can be successfully against us? It uses the word is for us instead of be for us. I mentioned how we make our own decisions, and I have given you some examples. The most important decision that we will ever make is God. Let me explain. The word says that God is for us, right? It is true. God is for us. But do we decide that God is for us? Do we make God a priority in our lives? Is God being for you and me a decision that we are making? Let me give you an example, a real life example, okay? I was called into the ministry in 1988. When God called me, I answered, but I didn't actually do anything about it. I kind of ran because I didn't understand anything about being a minister, didn't know how to preach, didn't know anything. So I ran. I was like, you know, I appreciate the call, Lord, but I'm sure there's more worthy people out there than me. Well, you can run, but you can't hide. God caught me, okay, and spanked me hard. I was on the verge of losing everything, and I had nothing, nowhere to turn but to him. So I turned to God and asked him, help, God, help, help. God said, son, why have you forsaken me? I've called you to preach my word, and yet you run. When are you going to decide that I am for you? I said, whoa, well, I kind of don't have a choice, Lord. I'm just being honest. That's what I said. Okay. I said, I don't have a choice because I don't have nothing, right? It's easy to look up when you're all the way down. Okay. I'm just being honest. Is God being for me? So I decided, I said, okay, Lord, you're right. You are for me. And that decision I made in 88 has been the correct decision. God is for me. Now, do we make God a priority in our lives? Is God being for you and me a decision that we are making? We tell ourselves that material things and people are for us. But what about God? Where does God fit into all our lives? Well, he should. How can we ask God to be for us if we are not for him? Okay, let me repeat that. How can we ask God to be for us if we are not for him? The scripture says if we be for him, if we're for him, who could be against us? Well, nobody can be against us if God is for us. Amen? We know he's for us literally in his from his point of view, but is he for us from our point of view? Well, he needs to be. The scripture cannot come true. The word if is in there for a reason. Think about it. We're in an election year, saints. We decide which candidate is for us and best for our well-being. Well, if anyone is for us and best for our well-being, that is God. We need to cast our ballot for God and decide to make him for us. Then the scripture takes a whole new meaning. So, saints, if we do, we can eliminate the word if from the scripture and simply say that God is for us. So who can be against us? Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Dear Lord, our God, in the name of Jesus, we come. Thank you for this message, Lord. Thank you for the insight. Thank you for removing the veil from our eyes to show us what we obviously didn't see before. We thank you for that, Lord. Please forgive us where you haven't been for us, Lord. We want to make you a priority, Lord. We want you to be for us. Help us, Lord, to make that decision, because that is the correct decision. Help us, oh Lord, in our walk. Pray, Father, that your word will go forth throughout the land. May you be glorified in this word, and may you draw people to it, Lord, so that you can be glorified in their lives as well, Lord. Help them, Lord, to understand who you are. Draw them to you so they can have a relationship with you, Lord. Help us all, oh Lord. And make sure, Lord, that we are truly for you, Lord. That is our heart desire. Father, I thank you for this word. I pray, Lord, that your will be done. And thank you, and we ask it all in Jesus' precious name. Amen.